This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Kent S. Greenewalt, the chairman and CEO of Foot Levelers, the world's leading provider of custom-made flexible orthotics. Kent's passion for wellness, innovation, and operational excellence continues to position the company as a market leader in an increasingly competitive market driven by consumers who seek additional options for conservative care. And Mr. Greenewalt, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Pleasure.
So for starters, if you would, Mr. Greenewalt, what can you tell our listeners about your background and role with Foot Levelers? Let's start there.
Well, Foot Levelers is a 70-year-old family business. It started in Dubuque, Iowa, and there was kind of an unusual way the way it got started. My father was a chiropractor, and he'd have patients that would come in that had back problems. And he'd send the patient to a podiatrist friend of his that was just starting his practice. And bottom line, a lot of these patients actually got worse. And my father said to my friend, his friend back then, gee, I love you, but I really can't send you more patients because you're kind of wrecking my practice here, and I'm just starting out. I've got to quit referring to you. But then his mind started to twirl and think, and he said, you know, if something that we put under their feet can make them worse, maybe we can put something on their feet that'll make them better. And so he did a lot of Thomas Edison type discovery, Eric, which you know how that goes. And bottom line, he discovered what I call the secret sauce, and he developed what was called a spinal pelvic stabilizer, and that was designed to hold the foot in the proper position for optimum balance, etc. Well, bottom line, I've been with the company a long time. I've been here 40 years. We've grown the business substantially worldwide. And my background is in biomechanics and in business. So I have kind of a dual degree, all right? But that's what I do. And every day we deal with back pain and how to get people feeling better and having a better, more productive life, okay? So that's just a little bit about me, a little bit about the company.
Well, I think it's totally brilliant and also awesome how it all came together, building a sustainable company and offering a tremendous service. This is excellent and looking forward to hearing more. Tell me, what is the relationship between the feet and back pain? I'm sure that's some interesting information to share on in that regard.
Well, I want to do something with you that maybe hasn't been done on the radio, because if we were on television, it'd be a lot easier. But Eric, what if we do a little demonstration here and talk to your audience and let them understand how the feet can affect your spine and actually the rest of your body? Well, here's what I want you to do. And to the audience, everybody, please stand up. I know this is kind of funny. We're on the radio. But just stand up and put your feet about shoulder width apart. Okay. Now, if you have on a pair of trousers or a pair of slacks, there's a bone there on each side by your pocket. It's called the greater trochanter. Okay, that's that bump you can feel. And Eric, you might want to do this too, all right? So I want everybody to put their hands, the right hand on the greater trochanter on the right side and the left one on the bump on the left. And you should be standing there like you got your hands on the outside of your pockets, kind of by your hip. I want everybody to turn to the left. So just rotate from the hip to the left. And if you notice, your right foot is going down and your left foot is going up. Does that make sense, Eric? Is that happening to you?
It most certainly is. Right on target.
Go on. All right. Now go and rotate to the right. And now you've got your left foot going down. That's called pronation. And your right foot going up. That's called supination. Now, we're going to do a little experiment here. I want everybody to keep their feet flat on the ground and just move ever so slightly, tiny, tiny, tiny little bit. And rotate your foot, not rotate, but push your arch down and lift it up, down and up, down and up. But just the smallest, like a half a millimeter, just as little as you can do. So the question I have to you and the audience is, when you do that, can you feel that greater trochanter where you're holding your hands on your side? Can you kind of feel that go up, down, up, down? The answer is yes. as small as movement you can make, it moves. And that leads us to me answering your question. When the foot hits the ground, everything changes. Okay, when you take a step, when you move, when you rotate, it changes. When your feet are out of balance and they don't provide equal footing, if you will, for the left and the right side, that pelvis can get messed up and it can go to one side or the other. And then when the pelvis drops down and goes to one side or the other, the spine follows it. So if you had two arches, one drops down, that pelvis is going to drop down on that side. And then that spine is going to get off to that side also. So the bottom line is, if your feet are not balanced, if they're not symmetrical, then every step you take is an irritation to your back. It's quite a simple, it's sort of like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You know, if the foundation is off, it's not a good thing, okay? So we have found over the years, and we have 37 research studies to prove it, that when the foot hits the ground, everything changes. And these changes not only go from the foot up to the knee and the hip and the spine, it can go all the way up to your neck. So when we take care of a person's feet, we can actually, through our process, take care of their whole body. The reason we can do that is because we make an arch support or an orthotic that balances all three arches in the foot. There's three. And most of the time, if you go somewhere else, you will find it only deals with one arch. Okay, like most of the podiatric orthotics just deal with one arch. We deal with all three. And that's the secret that we've discovered on how to get rid of your back pain. Because ours aren't made for the feet, they're made for the body. Does that make some sense to you, Eric? Are you following me?
I totally follow you. And I'm sure, no doubt, with that example, that the listener appreciates that as well. Thank you so much. Now, in your opinion, what should be the first step in treating lower back pain?
Well, you want to do conservative care always. You know, you could always do something more dramatic, but conservative care, Eric, is really the way to go. What do I mean by that? Well, one of the best experts in the country that knows how to treat this conservatively is a chiropractor. And they have tons of research and documentation that back that up and prove that, okay? Now, what you want to do is see the chiropractor, find out how your stability is. They have equipment that they can measure your balance in your feet and see if that could be the culprit. If it is, it's relatively easy fix. We have studies that show that just by putting the foot leveler product in the patient's shoe, 40% of the time, the back pain goes away right away. I mean, like right away. So it's quite remarkable how this works. So the first step should be to treat it very conservatively, but really go to the chiropractor. Okay, that's the first thing. And then see if the foot leveler, the spinal pelvic stabilizer, is something that could be of benefit. It's a class one medical device, which means it's about as dangerous as a toothbrush, okay? So it's very safe that way. But I think you wanted to, can I talk a little bit more about this, why you want to do it conservatively?
You bet I do. I certainly want you to do that. And I also have another question I want to bring to you as well, but we'll do that in just a moment. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Kent S. Greenewalt, the chairman and CEO of Foot Levelers, the world's leading provider of custom-made flexible orthotics, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Orthopedic Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, why is it so important to treat lower back pain conservatively? I guess we could take that further with that question.
Well, let me cite some figures for you, okay? One of the things that is used very commonly in the United States are prescriptions for opioids, all right? Last year, there was about 191 million. Now get that, that's a big number. 191 million prescriptions were written for opioids. The data shows that 1 out of 4 of those people became addicted. So that's quite a large number of people. Just think, if you take 191 and you divide it by 4, you got about not quite 50 million, 47.5 million. That many people get addicted each year. Now, 20% of the people that all those prescriptions we just talked about, Eric, got those because of back pain. So 20% of them went in there for back pain. That's a huge number of people. And just to tell you one other statistic, 187 people die every day from opioids. You know, if you added that up, think of Yankee Stadium. That's a pretty big place. Every seat in that stadium and a little more, because that holds 60,000 roughly, die every year from opioids. So the reason you want to go conservative is because why would you want to start out with a treatment that could be potentially deadly? Gee, let's use everything in our quiver, everything that we have possible to try to take care of this on a conservative basis. So going to the chiropractor, getting chiropractic adjustments, finding out if there's some instability in the feet is a very low cost, low risk, highly effective way to start this thing. And if this can be dealt with properly in conservative care, we don't have to go any farther. We don't have to do drugs. We don't have to do surgery. And all of those things are naturally more expensive, and they sometimes don't get the great result, and sometimes you get a real bad result. So I'm a big fan of taking it easy and doing the least amount of invasive things you can, and just go chiropractic adjustments and stabilization of the feet if needed, and let's get it that way. We can always do something more if we have to. And there's a place for everything, Eric. But I just think that's where we should start.
Well, it makes total sense, and really appreciate your stance on that as well. Now, why do you think that everyone can benefit from using Foot Levelers custom flexible orthotics, and how do people go about obtaining them as well?
Sure. Well, you know, Eric, there's so many people, and we have so many different pockets of individuals that use these things. In the sports world, performance-wise, we're on many, many Olympic teams. Why? Because when we balance their foot and we get their body aligned properly, they perform better. Just a fun little statistic. I don't know what size shoe you wear, Eric, but a very common size for a man is a size 10. Okay. And if you have just 25 degrees of foot flare, that means your foot kind of goes out like a duck a little bit. It goes out to the side. Do you know that if you're a size 10, and you're 25 degrees of foot flare, that you have to run an extra 31.3 yards per mile? Imagine what that is if you're a marathoner, okay? 31.3 yards a mile if you just have a little bit of foot flare. What if we could fix that? Well, sure, you run faster. You don't have to run as far, okay? And this is all proven. We can, with golfers, we put these in their shoes, they hit the ball 9 to 14 yards farther. We have a research study on this. Their backswing, they get 10 degrees greater backswing range of motion and 10 degrees farther on follow through. The club head speed goes up 5%. Why does all this happen? Neurologically, biomechanically, when you're properly aligned, your body works better. So the golfers love this stuff. But we just recently did something I want to tell you about that's really groundbreaking, is that we've developed a product called Mother Nurture. And these are for women that are pregnant. And I think you know that when a woman is pregnant, her body changes quite a bit. And she actually lives in 3 different bodies during this whole process. There's a natural hormone that's created called relaxin. And that allows the woman to give birth a little easier. I'm sure the ladies won't necessarily agree it's easier, but the nature, the way our body works, is this relaxing helps them deliver and give birth better because the soft tissue can elongate better. Well, bottom line, this elongation creates instability. And naturally, if you have weight that is off center, you know, the baby in the woman's abdomen is going forward, and that puts extra strain on the back. If we ask the audience, and again, we're not on TV and we can't see each other, but if women are listening and you've had a baby, ask yourself this question: when I was pregnant, did I ever have back pain? And generally, all the hands grow up in the room, and it's quite common that this happens. I assume that's with our audience here. Bottom line, we've developed a system with three pairs of foot levelers, one in the second try, one pair for the third try, and one pair for postpartum. So we're with her every step of the way, so to speak, and our research has shown that we can dramatically reduce or get rid of back pain in women that are pregnant. And boy, I don't know if you have any children, Eric, or whatever, but this is a very common thing, and we're very proud that we can help with that. So we have pregnancy, performance, we have golf, but then we just have everyday people walking and doing their regular activities of daily living. And by prophylactically protecting them and not letting the negative forces of gravity and this hard concrete and all these man-made things interfere with your natural posture, we can help them feel better and really perform better. So that's kind of a reason. Those are reasons why many everybody can benefit from these flexible custom orthotics that Foot Levelers make. And you say, well, how do I get them? Well, we distribute them through healthcare professionals, but the main group of people that use these are chiropractors. And as I explained to you earlier, the reason that we do that is they thoroughly understand biomechanics, and they're the spinal experts when it comes to relieving low back pain conservatively. So if your listeners want to get some of these, we have a customer service department that they can call, and we'll refer them to someone in their area that can help them. Is it okay to give the 800 number, Eric?
Yeah, you certainly can. And I was about to ask you where folks could get more information in all regards. Go ahead and provide that information if you would.
Yes, you could get it online at footlevelers.com. Okay. And then for the specific of getting a doctor to help you, you can call 800-553-4860. That's 800-553-4860. And there's also information on the web that if you wanted to go it that way, you can find a physician, a doctor there to help you also. So there's a couple different ways.
Excellent. And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. As we conclude, looking back on the 70 years of Foot Leveler success, what would you say has been the most, or been the company's most impactful accomplishment to date?
Well, we've done quite a bit, Eric, in those 70 years. But one of the things I'm just truly most proud of is it affecting the lives of many, many millions of patients. We've made millions of these, and to affect their lives and have them be just feel good, do what they want to do, perform better. That's what makes us happy. We've done a lot in the area of research. We've discovered some things that people really didn't know about. We've invented products and patented them that are very, very different. We had the first casting kits and scanning technology and different types of orthotics. But the bottom line is that we're so happy over the 70 years. It's not really one thing. It's everything. It's how we've gone worldwide, how we have offices over the world, and able to help people everywhere. Because you know what, Eric? Everywhere I go, I see feet and spines. And I know that if I see people I can help them. And that's the biggest accomplishment, the thing that really means the most to all of us here.
Well, I can certainly understand that, and you have been doing this for a long time. Again, we thank you for all you do. Again, folks, for more information, simply visit footlevelers.com. Of course, this link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Greenewald, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Kent S. Greenewald, the chairman and CEO of Foot Levelers, the world's leading provider of custom-made flexible orthotics. And again, for all the details, visit footlevelers.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.